there. Well, from Cave City, from Basel to Cave City, they blacktopped that a little. And then you come on up and meet Cave City to Eden Shade, and then out and I'm into Missouri this way. But and they, when you hit Ice Flat, they go into Salem, or at North Fork Lake, and stuff like that. But now these blacktop roads here went out of Ice Flat, went out of Eden Shade, and went out of Cave City. Now, I don't know if that into Smithville comes to that damn site, but they're all blacktopped into that. They'll build that some of these.
Yeah.
But they're going to cover up Sharp County when they do. So that's fine. And we've got all the water we need anyway. Why? Oh, that's all the good farming land is right down on Strawberry there. They're going to cover that up.
Well, maybe that sense.
Huh?
It don't make sense
for the amount of groceries and food that we got to grow in order to the population eat.
Now the road here has always been, can you remember, what were the roads like in Eden Shade when you were younger?
Just like they is from here to Eden Shade.
They were?
From Eden Shade to Batesville. Was just a wagon road, you might say. Now,
when Bart was in the hospital, they was just working on this and from Eden Shade.
Yeah, what year was that?
Because Tom brought me home.
Just
we
a dirt?
Just a dirt road.
Just a dirt road.
And not much better than from here to highway.
And Tom died in November of 48, so it had to be 47 or 81 right. When they blacktopped it.
So it's no, Sid McMath was the governor that built this one from Cave City to Eden Shade, and I think he finished it. I don't know who followed him, but he finished it on up. But anyway, now right there in front of that barbershop, now there used to be a big spring there, and they built that big rock house right above it, and they claim that that rock house closed the water line up there. But they're not only out there just about halfway between that. You remember seeing that little spring house looking thing there? Well, about 10 foot on towards that other building there, that water's still running.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs out down below town there somewhere. But anyway, now this Miss Truth Moore, now she was raised there. Her daddy, I heard her tell about her daddy laying down there and getting her drink out of that little spring, you know. But right on below Eden Shade there, there's all the water in the world. There's three or four big springs. Well, this water system, this little rock house, I believe it's rock, off the highway there. That's where Eden Shade gets the water, and it's out of a big spring. And there's two or three bigger springs. Just right on across it.
Yeah. Now, what is it that you've done to this land since you've had to do a lot to this land?
Dozed it. Did run a bulldozer over it. Pushed the timber off. Of course, cleared it.
Cleared it up?
Yeah. Most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we dozed about the most of this. Because there's just about 82 or 3 acres of open land when we come here.
Most of it looked like this right off down here you went by when you moved. It wasn't worth.
So we had to.
Wasn't worth hardly.
Had to go to cattle and we just sold it in pasture.
Mm-hmm. What about all the way, the trails to get down through there and stuff like that? Have you